Yeah. Yeah. Racist, that's racist, that's. Yeah, racist, that's racist, that's. Racist, that's racist, that's. Yeah, racist, that's racist, that's. Okay, step into the mind of a young boy genius, telling you what's going on in stadiums and arenas. We talking the NFL, we talking the NBA, we talking about the biggest sports news of the day. Got a favorite athlete or team that you're thinking? Well, let's put it to the test and see where Royce ranks them. And listen, man, I could go on and on, but let's get into it featuring his co-host Dom. Sit back, relax, and welcome to the pod. And let me introduce everybody to Royce's Thoughts. Yeah. I said sit back, relax, and welcome to the pod. And let me introduce everybody to Royce's Thoughts.
All right. It's that time of the week again where we record an episode of a podcast called
Racist Thoughts.
Moved by
Moving with Martis.
As always, I'm your co-host, Dom, sitting across from the namesake himself,
Royce.
And today is January 25th. It is a Wednesday in the year 2023. Some people would say in the year of our Lord, 2023. I have a question for you. How you feeling?
Good. Yeah,
be honest with the people.
Good.
You tired?
No.
Trying to paint a picture here because there's no visual picture because I've still not got on my horse. Here's the deal. I have the switcher here. Cameras will go into this thing. I turn it on. I hit buttons. I'm missing a third camera. I need a third camera. So we have one on us. And then when you talk, I can be like, oh, Royce is talking. And we're zooming on Royce's face. And when I'm talking, I'm like, oh, my face. But I just got to get, I haven't done it yet. I'm just going to be honest. It's here. Just got to hook it up.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, production note. We didn't record last week. We just didn't. Life hit us in the face. It's going to happen, you know? This is what happens when you do the thoughts of a 14-year-old. So I think we could cover some topics from last week if we wanted to, or we could just jump right in to this week. What are you thinking?
I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope.
Okay. I think we should start with the NFL.
Okay.
Can you just give a quick recap for the people? What happened last week's games? Quick recap for the people.
The Jags and the Chiefs played, and it really wasn't that close. It was a little bit close. It was probably the most respectable loss. I saw that. So I'm quoting the person who said that. I don't know who it was. But it was I don't even remember what the score was. But Patrick Mahomes got hurt and Chad Henne came in and did Chad Henne things and scored a touchdown because he's Chad Henne. And the Chiefs won. So they're going to the next round. And then the Bengals and the Bills played, and the Bengals won, and it was snowing. And the Bills didn't really play that good. But the Bengals played really good. So, and then the 49ers and the Cowboys played, and the Cowboys played like the Cowboys, and they did some dumb stuff. They're the Cowboys, and the 49ers won. And then the Eagles and the Giants played, and then and the Eagles won, and it was not close. It was like it was a blowout. The Giants like just did not play good.
I think that's a fair assessment. Little microphone hit down. Here's what I'll say about that. The big surprise of the week for me was the Bills just not showing up to play football.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say the same? Was that the biggest surprise for you?
No.
What was the biggest surprise for you?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Curb stomping the Giants?
Mm-hmm.
So, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, then you may not know that I'm a 49er fan and Royce is a Seahawks fan, which doesn't really matter to this conversation anymore. But should I be nervous about the Eagles on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys lost to the Bears, so you should be worried about everyone.
That's true. We lost to the Bears week one in a monsoon with our other rookie quarterback.
Yes.
Who broke his ankle in half and is now not our current rookie quarterback who's played 8 of our 12 games in our 12 game win streak. Now, that sounds like I'm bragging. I'm not. I'm nervous about the Eagles. Because the Eagles do the one thing that the Cowboys don't.
Play good football.
They don't turn the ball over. Jalen Hurts is leading the league in not turnovers.
So play good football.
They do play good football. But do you think the Eagles have played a team like the 49ers?
No, because there's only one team like the 49ers. And there's only one team like every other team.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. Similar. Don't you know what I'm saying? Like, we are a complete team in the sense of our defense. And, like, we don't even have to, like, go out on limbs. Like, we rarely rush 8 or 9 people, like blitz 8 or 9 people. Like, we're getting pressure with 4 or 5 dudes, mainly 4. But because we mix it up so much, we send people everywhere. Like, our corners cover one-on-one a lot. So a lot of people have been stacking the box up versus the Eagles to stop the run. That's why A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith are running wide open. We don't have to do that. So I feel like we'll be able to still cover.
But have the 49ers really played a team like the Eagles?
That's a good question, right?
You guys played the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. It was early in the season, though. Like that. No. Here's what I'm saying. The problem that I have is pre-CMC 49ers is different. We were just different. And we had a ton of injuries. We did. Didn't we?
Sound like the Los Angeles Lakers.
No, I'm just saying, like, this team is clicking now. So, okay, I just want to do this. You know what I'm about to do.
No, I don't.
I want to look at the schedule from the last 8 weeks of the season. Not 12. I could go 12.
Okay.
So, but here's what's not fair about doing this, because I did this earlier today. I just wanted to see it for myself. Jalen Hurts missed, what, 3 games?
Yeah.
So, Philly, or the Giants in Philly last time they played in the regular season, 22-16. They lost to New Orleans by 10. They lost to Dallas by 6. They beat the Bears by 5. Then they beat the Giants by 26, excuse me. They beat Tennessee by 3 touchdowns, Green Bay by a touchdown, Indianapolis by 1 point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. Okay. That team over that 8 game span did not look like the team that showed up last week versus the Giants, even with Jalen Hurts. So either they found something, they were holding back something, or the Giants just rolled over. I'm hoping that it was the Giants rolled over, because if the Philadelphia Eagles found something that they hadn't shown before outside of their other game versus the Giants, it might be a long day for the 49ers.
I hope so. I hate the 49ers.
Okay. It's not fair.
Last week's game was the hardest thing I've ever had to watch, because the game was terrible.
It was
such
football.
A bad game. And I hate both of the teams. It was so bad. I actually wanted the 49ers to win. Because I hate the Cowboys more than the 49ers. Which I didn't even know was possible. But now I want the 49ers to lose. See, but do I want the 49ers to lose this week? Or do I want them to make the Super Bowl and lose in the Super Bowl? So it'd be even worse.
If I'm you, I want that.
Like, last second touchdown.
If I'm you, because here's the deal. The NFC
you
East
would be so defeated.
Versus the NFC West.
You would be so defeated.
I know.
That'd be great.
It would not be.
It would be awesome.
Okay, so the last 8 regular season games for San Francisco. Arizona, not even close. New Orleans, 13-0. Shutout, but 13-0. Miami, 33-17. Tampa Bay, 35-7. Seattle, by a touchdown. Washington, by 17. Vegas, in overtime, by 3 points. That was the wild game. And then Arizona, by a lot. So, people were saying, like, our schedule down the stretch was better than their schedule. So we've been more, quote unquote, battle tested. Here's what I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't believe in scheduling when it comes to the NFL.
Who said that? Who's saying that?
So here's the deal. Technically, the Eagles had the easiest last 8 games on the schedule by teams with records, basically something like that, by records. I don't believe that because it's the NFL. Every team shows up to play, and you see it every week where some team just is like they should be garbage and they don't. Like, it's the NFL, man. People play. So my thing is, I feel good because the points that we're giving up outside of the Vegas game, we're not giving up a lot of points. I think the Eagles are going to have to score a lot of points to beat us.
Yeah.
Do you believe with that San Francisco defense that you've seen beat your team 3 times? Do you believe, I had to throw that in there. Do you believe that they will give up a lot of touchdowns?
San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because how many points did they give up against Seattle? Like
23. And most of those in the first half.
The Eagles are a lot better team.
They are.
Seahawks. What about Dallas?
Actually, yeah, no. Okay. Yeah. Dallas, 12.
12.
I mean, honestly.
I think it'll be more than 23.
If you take away the Vegas game. San Francisco got dog walked by Kansas City, 44-23. Again, that was pre CMC. It just needs to be noted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, no. I think that was CMC's first game.
Oh yeah, it was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we lost that game, and then we've been on it was his first game, and mm-hmm. we've been on a tear since.
Well, looks like you guys just got beat.
Yeah, here we go. All right, so we'll see.
Also, the win probability, whatever it says, that's a little bit much for the Eagles, I'd personally say.
Oh, 64.8%.
That's a little bit much.
I thought it was interesting, too. I know you don't gamble, but, like, the Vegas, like, they basically have the Chiefs and Bengals as a pick 'em, like a toss up. Like they say, if they're basically a 1 point to 0 point favorite. Like
that's what I would agree.
So, but it's surprising to me that the Eagles are 3 point favorites.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just think it's surprising. So anyway, there we go. Do you have any final thoughts, parting thoughts on your Seahawks?
No, we had a good year. I'm happy with it.
I mean, all jokes aside, like that has to be the stance of everybody in Seattle, right?
Yeah, it's better than I thought it was going
to
be.
Way overachieved. Got to the playoffs. You may not have to. You don't have to get a quarterback now. You got to figure out if you're going to pay him.
Yeah.
You think you pay Geno?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't want that much money. He didn't play that good.
He did say it's going to be a business decision. I want to play in Seattle, but it's going to come down to a business decision.
Who's going to pay Geno Smith all that money?
A lot of teams need quarterbacks. Baltimore's going to need a quarterback.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think he earned himself.
Yep.
Big contract.
Mm-hmm. But he's also old. He's not like old, but you can't give him a huge long-term deal. That's probably not going to work.
I think like 3 years, $60 million deal.
I would pay him that.
You would?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe like two forty.
Huh?
Maybe like 2 years, 40. Oh. 40 million. I don't know about 3 years.
If you do 2 years or 40 or 3 years, I think the way that you can get him to sign is guaranteed all.
I'm down with that.
If I'm Gino, do I take 60 mil guaranteed? Yes, sir. All right. So Chiefs Bengals are the other matchup. Wait a second. Well, okay. Excuse me. Chiefs Bengals are the matchup. Who you got?
I don't even want to say who I got.
You don't want to jinx that team?
No, I don't. Cause I just feel like I want the Bengals to win.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just feel like, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they haven't beaten the Bengals in a long time. It's been a minute.
I just don't think.
I feel like they're up. I feel like it's going to happen at some point.
Don't you feel bad for the Chiefs?
No, not at all.
Patrick Mahomes.
I do not feel bad whatsoever.
Patty Ice is out. Just kidding. He's playing. He's got a high ankle sprain, man.
He's fine. He'll get over it. He's walking normally. He's fine. I don't feel bad. Sorry, Chad Henne. I do not care.
So here's what I'll say. I think if you had a healthy Patrick Mahomes, then they'd be in. I don't think it'd be close.
You don't think it'd be close?
If you had a healthy Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. There's something about it. I feel like we would see a game.
So do you not see what happened last year, what happened earlier this year?
I do. The Chiefs right now are owned by the Bengals.
What do you think? What do you think?
The Chiefs have lost 5 games since the start of last season or something like that. 3 of them to the Bengals.
What do you think has changed since then?
I don't think anything has changed. I think the way that the Bengals came out versus the Chiefs. Okay, so the Bengals are versus the Chiefs. The way that the Bengals came out versus the Bills. The Bengals were upset. They were like, listen, we're coming out to play football. We got wrong the first time. We're so sorry what happened to the other player, but the NFL did us wrong by all the coin tosses and flips and stuff, and we didn't get no neutral site game for nothing. This game shouldn't be in Buffalo to begin with, because what if we'd beat y'all? We'd have been playing at our home. And they came out with all that attitude and said, this is not going to be a football game. And I feel like the Chiefs have heard it. They've listened, and I don't think they've taken the Bengals seriously, because they're probably like the rest of America and don't think the Bengals are ever going to be good at anything, because they've never been good at anything while most of America's been alive. And so I just think the Chiefs were finally going to come out and like play like that game where they just blitz them. The final score still may have been like 44-30 because the Bengals, you know, put together some late scores or something like that. But with Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain, you don't play on high ankle sprains.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. He was walking on it. He's fine. Walk it off.
I hear you. I hear you. You just don't do that in those types of. He's not going to be mobile. He's not going to be able to run. I think the Bengals will be able to tee off.
He was doing fine last week.
He was Sir Hop a lot. So I really do think now that the ankle is the great equalizer. I think the Bengals will win.
I hope so. I don't like the Chiefs.
If it's a shootout, Bengals will win.
I don't like the Chiefs.
Mm.
Or the 49ers or the Cowboys.
So you're a Bengals fan, all in on Bengals.
Yeah, go Bengals.
All right, well, we'll get to our pick 'em segment.
I got to wear my, on Sunday, I got to wear my Eagles jersey at 3, and then I change it and put on my Bengals jersey at 6.
Well, listen, before we move on, you do have a Bengals jersey. You have an Eagles jersey.
I do. I will be wearing them.
Before we move on, we got to thank our title sponsor, Sean Martis, and Moving with Martis. They always support Royce's Thoughts. And they were our first sponsor, and they continue to be a loyal one. So if you're in the market for a home, you need to buy one, sell one, try to get rid of one, trying to find one, I don't know, need a home appraisal, whatever it is that you need for all your home buying needs, you need to give Moving with Martis a call. Listen, he takes care of you. He's nice. Put some great effort into his street signs, the for sale yard signs. It's just awesome. So if you need to get hold of him, you can email, call him, text him. You can find all that information out at his website, which is movingwithmartis.com. And listen, I'm just going to be honest. Martis is M-A-R-D-I-S, by the way. Just going to be honest. If you tell him that Royce's Thoughts sent you, he'll say that's awesome. That's it. I don't know. With that, I think we should move to the recap of Let's save that. I was going to go to the recap of your picks. You know, let's go ahead and do it because we're still in the football segment. Mm-hmm. And then we can figure out what games to pick moving forward. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't do my homework like I was supposed to. I know two of the games, but we ain't done nothing else.
Disappointing.
I know, disappointing. So last time you joined us, it was January 10th. So that was the recording date. You chose all of the Super Wildcard Weekend games, all six of them. 49ers in Seattle, Chargers, Jags, Dolphins, Bills, Ravens, Bengals, Giants, Vikings, Cowboys, Bucks. Mm-hmm. You went, do you remember?
No, I don't.
You went 4-for-6. You missed the first game because you refused to pick the 49ers, and that's okay. And you missed the last game because the Bucks just didn't show up.
I picked the, who did they play, the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no.
For a while, you were looking really good. I'll be honest, I put together like a little 5-team parlay for you because I did not put the Seattle game in there because I knew you didn't really mean that. And I was like, oh, this might hit. This might go. And then the Bucks just didn't come to play football.
Tom Brady, future San Francisco 49er?
No. I think he's going to Tennessee.
I think he's not.
The other game that we didn't really talk about, and the Bengals are Tyler Huntley. Stretch across the goal line for no apparent reason, fumble away from not playing last week. They were going to lose. If the Ravens scored right there, they lost that game. Crazy.
I needed the Bengals to win that game.
This is crazy how...
For Lamar Jackson's sake. I needed to show that they could not win without him. I just needed that to be known. Makes his value go up even more.
I mean, I feel like we can spend a whole topic on this. Right now, where do you think he's playing?
He's not because his team's out of the playoffs.
Sorry. Where do you think he's playing next year?
Oh, well, after the XFL-NFL merger or before?
What are you talking about?
They're going to merge.
And create a 75-team Super League or what?
They're going to be the... NXFL. What does XFL stand for? What's the first, what's the X?
Extreme.
Extreme. The XNFL.
Yep. The XNFL?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking. I can see him in Atlanta.
I feel like that's the best landing spot for him, to be honest with you. But
I don't want to see him in Atlanta because Atlanta's terrible. They're literally not. They're not good.
I think they got some good pieces, though.
I don't think that they have some good pieces. I think they have Kyle Pitts every 3 weeks. And that's all that they have. I don't see anything else from it.
Okay. All right, so this week, as I look through, I'm trying to pick some games right now. I would like to pick, we'll go back to five. So we're going to do the 49ers, Eagles, Bengals, Chiefs. On Sunday, did you know the Los Angeles Lakers play the Boston Celtics.
I did.
On Saturday. Sorry, not Sunday. Saturday.
I did know that because I know all of the games.
So I want to pick that game.
All
right. And then I kind of feel like we should pick, I don't know. What other game do you want to pick? You said you know the games.
When does they play tonight? Never mind. Can't do that.
What about the Battle of New York? The Knicks versus
Knicks Nets.
I
mean, yeah, we could do that.
And then, I mean, we could go to like a different sport.
Well, what other sport you want to go to?
NHL. College basketball.
College basketball? You got any exciting games in college basketball?
Let's see what the top 25 lineup is for Saturday. Any top 25 matchups? Negative, Ghost Rider. Oh. This is odd. Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to give you, we can either scratch the Battle of New York and add Kentucky, Kansas, but also Texas to Tennessee play.
When is Kentucky, Kansas?
Saturday night.
I see it.
And I would definitely want to do Texas, Tennessee. Same record, both orange.
Okay. Oh, we don't need the Battle of New York. We only need one NBA game because only one matters.
Okay.
What my mother do? The Knicks would have won anyway. I'm just throwing that out there. That's not much. Whoa.
Okay, like so that. Up first, we'll just stick with the NFL theme. Mm-hmm. Niners, Eagles.
Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly, for real.
Here's what's interesting. You have seen the Eagles in person once, and they won.
Yes.
You've seen the 49ers in person once.
Yes.
And they won.
I've also seen the Bengals in person.
And they lost.
They lost to the 49ers.
And you've seen the Colts in person.
And they also lost.
To the Eagles.
Yeah.
So, Bengals, Chiefs.
Bengals.
All right. I will say, I know you're worried about your curse.
Yeah, I really want the Bengals to win.
But I think, I'm not saying the curse is over.
Okay. No, the last time you said that, something bad happened.
Something bad happened.
Don't say that.
Okay. I'm not saying it's over. What I'm saying is that I feel like since we've gone to this pick'em, we know that two of these teams are going to lose. So you're going to get two of these teams wrong. We just don't know which one yet. Lakers, Celtics.
Man, the Lakers are going to win it because we got to get revenge for the last game we played against Boston. If they beat us, it was dumb. We played not good. And you know who's back? Anthony Davis, he's coming back. He's going to be back. You know, we got Rui Hachimura. He's on the team now. He's going to drop like 50. Austin Reeves, he's not even playing. He's still hurt. He'll be on the bench. He's going to be clapping. LeBron's going to drop like 1,000 points. You see how LeBron's playing?
LeBron's playing.
Crazy.
But did you see after he got the 40, you know, he scored 40 versus every team now. Which is a feat. It is an amazing feat in itself. Mm-hmm. It's not like he just beat every team. I know like in football, that's a huge thing. Like you beat every team. He scored 40. But did you see the video of him for like 1:30? I meant to send it to you today where he didn't move.
Yeah.
He just looked so defeated.
And so Russell defeated. You see the clip when they're in the locker room and like they got it. It was a big win. I don't know who it was against. Darvin Ham said something. LeBron's like, hey, let's keep going. We gotta get greedy. And Russell Westbrook said, yeah, let's just have fun out there. Let's just go out there and let's have a good time. You know, win or lose, let's have a good time. That is not what we are supposed to be doing. You should be having a bad time if you're losing.
All right. Texas, Tennessee, number 10 versus number 4, Tennessee.
Four's Tennessee?
Mm-hmm. It's at Tennessee, by the way.
Tennessee.
And then KU versus UK. At UK.
Kentucky.
What? Are you doing it on purpose so one of these teams can lose and
no.
not be
the... Okay. No, you see how Kansas has been playing. It's not good. I mean, they got to get a good win at some point. I don't think it's going to be here.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something right now. If the Cats can pull this off, then Kyle saved his job.
Well, I don't know about that. The job is never secured until a contract is signed.
He has a lifetime contract.
So the job is never secured.
With a $50 million buyout.
They weren't going to buy him out for $50 million anyway.
The people down there in Lexington, they'll put him on that deferred payment plan like the money, or like, who was it? The Bobby Bonilla, and pay him $1 million for the next 250 years.
Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid.
He's still getting paid.
You see, like, Ken Griffey Jr. was like almost like top five on the red salary.
This year?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's like sixth or something on the total salary.
Why is he still getting paid?
Shoot, I don't even know.
What?
Yeah, he's like top 10 or something, or something like that. But he's still getting paid like a couple million a year. Which says something about the Reds, because they are not paying anyone any money.
So, okay. I think we got our picks. I will say, you know what? I didn't even check to see if we got any voicemails this week. Let's check and see. Because if we don't, then I'm going to do something. Do we have any drumroll voicemails? Do we have any? Do we have any? And negative Ghost Rider. So, since, you know, we don't have any.
Yeah. Ken Griffey Jr. is making $3.5 million a year.
That's unbelievable. Oh, yeah. 50%, around 50% of the contract was deferred from 2009 until 2024.
Which puts him at third.
Wow.
Because they signed one dude. Third. That's crazy.
That's crazy. What's really crazy is, like, he's still getting that much money.
He's still getting a lot of money.
All right. So, listen, people. We really want y'all to send some voicemails in. Mm-hmm. But if y'all don't, that's okay. Because we might just have to move our segment. Maybe we'll just move our title sponsor for this segment to MR Detail Works, because, you know, he was the MR Detail Works voicemail, but we ain't got no voicemails in a long time. So maybe we'll just do the MR Detail Works pick'em segment. I think that still works. Mm-hmm. And it works so well that we're going to end that segment with this.
Let me take a look at your whip. Is it new? Is it from 2006? It could be a Lamborghini, Cadillac, a Buick. Either way, we making sure that your ride is legit. If you got a nick, a scratch, we could buff that out. Yeah, car feeling messy, don't let it stress you out. You gon' leave with a shine that's as clean as these rhymes. From the hood to the rim, got the wax. You want that advantage, the finish, ceramic, protected from damage, so fresh and so lavish. Now that you heard, why don't you spread that word? The best service in town is at MR Detail Works.
And, you know, listen, just like our other title sponsors, we got some great sponsors, great support of the show. But I'm just going to be honest with you as I try to pull up this thing because, I couldn't do it quick enough. Where is it at? Here we go. At MR Detail Works, their mission is simple: to provide high quality service in a timely manner. So if you need to get your car detailed, get the whip right. I got a reaction. Yes, get it right. MR Detail Work, and it's WORX.com. All right, so we moving on. What else do you want to talk about? Do you need? I mean, I felt like you were in your LeBron bag, your Laker bag. Are you good
LeBron
with that
James
bag?
Is so good. He's so good at basketball. Like, I don't even know how he's doing it. Like, Tom Brady's good. Tom Brady's not that good. you know, like, he's like, it's like 40 every night. So I don't even know what's going on. How's he, like, he's in, like, he's gotten to the point where he's playing on the Lakers, and the Lakers suck without, like, Anthony Davis and all those. We have a lot of guys hurt. That he's, like, he's now become one of the most underrated players in basketball. He's not the most. There's a lot of other guys who are on very bad teams who are very, very good. But, like, it doesn't matter because they're not winning. So once we get Anthony Davis back, once we get Lonnie Walker back, once we get Austin Reeves back, it's gonna be scary for some other teams. I'm just saying. We also have like a semi easy like schedule after the All-Star break, which is cool. I think so. Per 2K.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, hey, there's that. I'm just kidding. I mean, listen, this is the time of the year where there's just not a ton to talk about. Unless you want to really dive in and get into like the meat and potatoes of sports, right? So.
And we traded Kendrick Nunn for Rui Hachimura. Well, I saw something. It was like they said that the Wizards was a B+ deal. Ours was like a C, which is cool and all. We gave up a couple picks, second round picks, but like Kendrick Nunn was he didn't play his first 2 years with the Lakers because he was hurt, and then he played this year and he like has had so many games with zeros. It just said zeros. I think this was a good trade. I'm happy with the trade. Now we got a trade for Jason Tatum. So, he's next on the bucket list.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, I was going to ask you that, like, you sure you're good? I just want to make sure
before I move on. Good.
Okay. I was going to ask you, did you have any thoughts? So college football ended, and now it almost kind of doesn't seem like college football's done. I feel like college football has mastered what the NFL did. So basketball, there's an actual offseason of basketball. And what I mean by that is there's really a time where people just don't talk NBA because of the way their calendar works. Like there's that couple. Well,
your calendar.
No. I know there's always whatever, but like there is a time where like you go from the finals, but people really haven't picked up the summer league stuff. Like it's just like, okay, NFL doesn't have an off season. Like it's Super Bowl and then it is like straight all out draft, whatever. Baseball definitely has an off season. Ain't nobody said nothing about no baseball. For a long time. Every now and then, the biggest thing that's been happening is, but the dude for the Mets can't get with the team because he keeps failing all the physicals.
He's with the Twins now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
So
he was on the Twins last year.
Yeah.
And then he became a free. Well, he was actually on the Astros the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to the Twins. And then he became a free agent. He signed with the Giants. Failed the physical.
Big deal. Big deal with the Giants, right? Like 350, something like that, right?
Yeah. And then signed with the Mets. He was
a Met for a little bit.
Yeah. Failed the physical.
Didn't they re-sign him after that and then he failed it again or something like that?
Yes, I don't know, something like that. Okay. And then he went to the Twins and he passed the physical. I don't know.
So like
they were saying like it was
potential bad.
Like career ending injury.
Oh really? What was it? Did they release? I mean, I know they're not supposed to. It's HIPAA. But yeah, I mean, but that's been the biggest story in baseball.
Yep.
So
yeah, but it's almost time for the World Baseball Classic.
Oh.
I think.
So, what I was saying is, like, I don't feel like the NBA is definitely the next closest to owning 365 days of their sport, right? But college football, they may have done it with this early signing day slash NIL slash there's early signing day, then like regular signing days in like a couple weeks. And then you're going to still talk about college football because the NFL draft, and then spring game happens, and then it's summer stuff. Like, I came downstairs after one of the games, and ACC Network is on because you were there, and I was like, are they talking about football right now? And you were like, yeah. So, do you feel that college football has turned it into a 12-month schedule?
I mean, maybe like 10, 11 months.
Okay.
For my personal schedule, maybe like me personally, nah, this is not the same for everyone else. My schedule is like 3 months.
My schedule
is not that long.
What is Royce's schedule? Let's just start in January. Like go
January
from,
basketball.
So you don't care about college football?
Nope.
Champion being
basketball.
Crowned.
Nope.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. It's going to be an SEC team anyway.
All right. So January. Basketball.
It's not even like just any SEC. It's just Alabama, Georgia. That's it. That's the only two.
February.
Football. NFL football. Because it's the NFL and like Super Bowl.
Okay. So January basketball. Specific. Is there a specific type of basketball?
NBA basketball.
Okay. And then January, February's Super Bowl, mm-hmm. football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing else, just football in February.
Yeah, probably.
In the All-Star game, though, also in February?
Yeah. It's like first half of February, mm-hmm. NFL, second half, NBA.
Pre-Valentine's Day is football, post-Valentine's
yes.
Day is basketball.
Yes.
Okay. March.
Basketball, NBA basketball.
Not college? March Madness.
Okay, fine. College basketball.
April.
NBA.
June.
NBA.
Oh, sorry. April. May. We forgot a whole month.
NBA.
There. June.
NBA.
July.
It depends on what year we're on. We got the Olympics.
Let's just say.
No. No Olympics.
Okay. If it's an Olympic year, then Olympics.
Then
if
Olympics.
It's not, let's
if
say.
If it's not?
Yeah. A non Olympic year.
Baseball.
I was hoping that you. I was like, there's only one answer here. And if he doesn't say it, then it's.
I was thinking, like, I don't even know what happens in July.
I was like, there's only one answer, but he's not going to say it.
I didn't even.
Oh. And typically, yeah, you're right. July, it's usually late July, August for the Olympics. All right. August.
Baseball.
September.
Baseball.
October.
Baseball.
November.
NFL.
December.
NFL.
When is college football?
I don't like college football.
You don't?
College football, like, finds a couple days in there. Just a couple days.
Really?
Yeah. It's not that important to me.
That's fair.
College sports in general are not that important to me.
That's interesting. Why?
You seen college basketball lately? There's like, there needs to be a team that's supposed to win.
I would argue.
College basketball doesn't have that.
But it's doesn't that make it better?
No. There needs to be a team that is supposed to win. So then they can, one, either win, and they'll be one of the greatest teams of all time, or they can lose, and it'll be a great upset. That's not happening.
So you need the undefeated Kentucky Wildcats going into the tournament, losing to Wisconsin.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like Wisconsin, though. So, probably not Wisconsin. I'd probably never do that again. I don't like Wisconsin.
All right. So, okay. I think this is, I'm starting to understand you a little bit more. So, you are all NFL. You're all pro sports at this point.
Yeah.
In Olympics.
Yeah, occasionally.
If there's a World Cup, sprinkle that in there?
Yeah, Mm-hmm. Yep.
And any other sports get your attention?
No.
Okay. It's fair.
I mean, but the World Baseball Classic, which I would like to speak on.
Go ahead.
It's coming up. I think it's really between two teams, which most people think that is between two teams. It's the U.S. You know, we're pretty loaded. Let me tell you.
Clayton Kershaw's going to pitch in it. This is the problem. Okay.
Go ahead.
So you go to ESPN for World Baseball Classic. The last post is 37 days ago.
It isn't starting yet. Yeah, and a lot of people guys have already committed to it, you know, so we're just waiting. Let me give you the Team USA roster. This might mean nothing to you because you don't know a lot of these guys, but it should mean something. JT Realmuto, catcher with the Phillies. Will Smith, catcher.
Dodgers. I know him.
Pete Alonso, Mets. Paul Goldschmidt, Cardinals. Trevor Story, Red Sox. Jeff McNeil, I'm not going to name their teams anymore. Jeff McNeil, Nolan Arenado, Bobby Witt, Tim Anderson, Trey Turner, Mookie Betts, Bryce Harper, Cedric Mullins, Mike Trout, Kyle Tucker, Kyle Schwarber, and then a bunch of relievers. Clayton Kershaw, Adam Wainwright, Nestor Cortez, Kyle Freeland, Brady Singer, Merrill Kelly, Logan Webb. I'm going to save the relievers because we got to put some respect on the relievers. David Bednar, Dylan Tate, Devin Williams, Adam Ottavino. That's a really good team.
Does the World Baseball Classic happen every year?
I don't know.
You know, the reason why I say this, because there are a lot of teams playing.
Yeah. And then, like, Japan, they have a couple of guys, like, that Shohei Ohtani is with him, and then they have a couple more guys. I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to.
Yeah. Where is the World Baseball Classic?
So it's spread out over a couple places, like Miami.
It's in America, though?
Some of it. Some of it is in, like, Asia, I think.
Really?
I think so. Because, like, it's world.
Well, yeah, but I thought... So it takes place every 4 years.
Every 4 years. Yeah, I have the bracket right here. But it doesn't say the places. Give me a second.
Expanding from 16 to 20 teams now.
Ooh.
And it is in Japan, Taiwan, Japan, yeah. United States.
Yeah. And then, the final is in Los Angeles, I think. Nope. I don't know.
Lone Depot Park.
That is not Los Angeles.
That's Miami.
I was looking at the couple years ago bracket, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. But that was the USA's roster. I'm gonna give you the Dominican Republic roster.
Is there a chance that the US doesn't play in US? That would be awesome.
The what?
The U.S. doesn't play in U.S.
I don't think so. I think the bracket.
They're the pools.
The pools. They're in what? Pool C?
Mm-hmm. And we're host.
Are you in the one that says it's in Phoenix?
No.
Is it? No?
I'm not in that one, but I.
What? Where do you find us at?
I'm just on their Wikipedia page. That seems to be the easiest thing that I've been able to find.
Oh, okay. I think I saw the right one. I think. Does it say the year? Anyway, okay. Yeah, so they play in Phoenix, and then they would go to if they won, they go to Miami. Then they go to Miami. There's no possible way that they play outside of America.
Yeah, so Chase Field. Yeah. Okay, so we're hosting two. So we also host Pod C as well, or Pod D as well.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
So, but that one's in Miami, though.
Yeah, you're right. So we can't. Yeah, we can't.
Pool D is Puerto Rico, Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, qualifier team 4, and Israel.
Israel really got the short stick on that one.
How are you going to make Israel? Dom, where is Israel?
It is in Africa.
No, it is.
I know it's not. That's an inside joke. Although I still think I should get some points for this because Israel literally has a land border with Africa. But it's in
Africa has Asia. A land border with Africa.
And so, by the way, that fourth team, the team is Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Yeah, I didn't say it on my.
So, I mean, Great Britain has to cross the pond as well. So, other than that. All right. Well, here's the deal.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Okay, keep going.
I have to give you the Dominican Republic's baseball, their roster. It is loaded.
Really?
I think they're going to win.
Is Pedro in it?
Pedro.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, let's see who we got here. I'll just give you their potential starting nine here. You got catcher, Gary Sanchez. I'm just going to give you their main guys. You got Jean Segura, Ketel Marte, Marcelo Zuna, Nelson Cruz, O'Neill Cruz, Robinson Cano. I don't even know. Teoscar Hernandez, Willy Adames, Wander Franco, Starling Marte, Julio Rodriguez, Juan Soto, Jeremy Peña, Manny Machado, Jose Ramirez, Sandy Alcantara, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Gary Sanchez, and Rafael Devers.
This also, did you name Jose Bautista?
Jose Bautista is retired.
So this is wrong.
Their starting rotation, Sandy Alcantara, Framber Valdez, Christian Javier, Luis Castillo. They're very good. I don't think anyone's going to beat them.
But can they play as a team? I'm just kidding.
I think they can play as a team better than the U.S. can.
I mean, I'm glad that the World Baseball Classic is a thing. I know when they first started, it kind of felt like, you know, they were just trying. It was a money grab. But this seems a little bit real. I like how, again, it's all over the world. I get what they're doing. It's kind of like a mini soccer thing. So they're regionalizing teams. Mm-hmm. I do wish it would just be nice to see.
I was watching like some of the qualifying games in class.
I just feel like, and I know it's meant to get other countries watching baseball, but I don't love it when the U.S. hosts everything. I know we have to.
Well, we don't.
We have the infrastructure. Like a lot of teams don't have the infrastructure, or a lot of countries. So it would be difficult. So I get it. But like it would just be nice to send our guys somewhere else.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all I'll say. Okay, I think it's time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In this basic segment of all sports, where Royce ranks them. Today, we are ranking the top five NBA players from the 2000s.
Dun, dun, dun. Do we have any honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Why did you say it like that?
Because we have honorable mentions.
Okay.
Number six. LeBron James.
LeBron James is number six?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap.
I just want to tell you, this is how Michael Jordan started out. Michael Jordan, he was number six on the 80s, and he was number one on the 90s. Mm-hmm. All right. LeBron, he's number six here, and we still have two more decades. We still have two more decades.
When was LeBron's first year in the league?
2003.
So he played 7 years.
Six years.
In the tens. In the tens.
Everybody else played 10.
Okay.
His first year was 03, 04.
All right. Number five.
Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson. Such a good player.
Allen Iverson. Yeah. 2001 MVP. 10-time All-Star. 3-time scoring champion. Averages 28, 6 assists, 2 steals.
And with the most iconic move in the NBA Finals game in history. I'm gonna step over you,
Tyrone. No, whoa. Slow down.
Whoa. I'm gonna step over you, Tyronn Lue. Most iconic.
Tyronn Lue had more success in the finals than
I didn't say. No, I said
I just want that to be known.
Iconic. Okay. So this can be another top five rank on.
The game that Allen Iverson played in where he did that.
They lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
Okay, no. Give me a minute. Let me finish. The game that Tyronn Lue coached, the NBA Finals game that he coached in 2016 was a better game. It had better moments. It was so much better than that 2001 game.
Okay. I hear you. I'm going to politely disagree.
Oh my gosh.
With
you're crazy.
Because I also don't think you're understanding my criteria here. The iconic is the thing. Like when you think of Tyronn Lue as a basketball player, you only think of Allen Iverson stepping over him.
Well, yes.
When you think of Allen Iverson as a basketball player, he's got all the moves and everything. They'd be like, man, that one time, no. He buried that three in the corner.
When I think of Allen Iverson, I think of his mom braiding his hair on the sideline. That's what I first thought of.
So I'm just saying, I hear you, but
that's okay. That's whatever.
And I didn't say it. Okay, number four,
Kevin Garnett,
KG. What's some stats? Stat me.
2008 NBA champion, 2004 MVP, 10-time All Star. He was 4-time All NBA first team. 8-time all defensive first team. And he averaged 22, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, and 1.6 blocks per game. Played 10 seasons.
Okay. Okay. I think that's good. All right. Number three.
Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was 3-time NBA champion, 2-time Finals MVP, 2-time NBA MVP, 10-time All-Star, 7-time All-NBA first team, and he was a 7-time All-NBA defensive first team. He averaged 21 points a game, around 12 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2.3 blocks per game. That's what he did.
What's interesting about, do you think of all of the slim big men? Okay, so like KG was like one of the first big dudes, but that was like slim.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
gotta keep that body in shape for swimming.
So do you think he's one of the most underrated?
Yes.
I feel that way too.
I do think so.
Okay. Number two,
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal. What was he in? Was he an honorable mentions? He was
honorable mentions. Okay. Last.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number two. Okay. Stat me.
4-time NBA champion, 3-time finals MVP, 2000 NBA MVP, 9-time All-Star, 7-time All-NBA first team, 3-time All-Defensive second team. He averaged 23 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks on 58% from the field, which is higher than all the other ones so far. Just thought that'd be known.
So I don't really have an argument here. I don't think you can really argue Shaquille. I know it's Shaquille. I got nothing. So, number 1.
Number 1, Kobe Bryant.
Da Bean?
Yep. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And give you a little look into the next decade's list. Kobe's not going to be on there.
He's not?
No. This is lone appearance and is going out on top.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Stat me.
4-time NBA champion, 1-time finals MVP, 2008 NBA MVP, 10-time All-Star, 7-time All-NBA first team, 6-time All-Defensive first team. He averaged 28, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, around almost 2 steals per game. Yep.
You know what's interesting about going back and looking at these things? Shaquille and Kobe, if they weren't on the same team together.
If they
weren't. So the question is, if they're not on the same team together, do they both have as many rings as they do?
No. I don't think if you gave Shaq that Lakers roster, I don't think he'd win a ring with that team. If you give Kobe that Lakers roster,
he might.
He might. So I think if you gave him, if you put him at that age, at the age that he was, he wouldn't win a ring.
I was just about to say, if you put 2010's Kobe,
he could probably get something.
With that roster? Yeah. I don't have a much of an argument about that list. So just to recap, you had LeBrondel at 6, honorable mention. You have who's five?
Allen Iverson.
4 was Tim Duncan. 3 KG. 2 Shaquille. 1 Kobe.
Kobe might be on the list next week. I don't know. I haven't done the list yet.
I'm trying to figure out, like, is there anybody I feel like you left out?
No.
And
the only option I began to consider was Steve Nash. Nash in his list.
Paul Pierce, no.
No.
I mean, I guess it's a tough league out there.
I mean,
there,
you
man.
Got Dwayne Wade. But Dwayne Wade, he won a ring. That's it.
With Shaq.
Yes. He won a ring. He got a couple all-NBA teams.
Interesting. It also makes you wonder, too, like, you know, there are those players that came in 2005 or 2006, and then they retire in 2016, 2015, 17. They don't really ever have a chance to.
Yeah, they can't really make one of these lists.
No.
If you went from 2006 to 2012, they could probably get on that list. But we're not doing that. So
yeah. All right. So that was a good installment of Rush Ranks Him. All right, looking forward to next week then. Where are you going to do a preview tens list? Or you? Or
how am I going to do a preview?
Not a preview ten. Sorry, a twenties. Like
We're
only three years into this bad boy.
Am I going to do like 20 so far, or my predictions for who I think it's going to be in?
It's your show. You make that.
Not Luka. Not Luka if he stays in Dallas. If he can't do anything with that team.
That's so funny. All right. Well, with that, you got anything for the people?
Today is Patrick Willis's birthday.
Okay. Oh.
I specifically put him because you're a 49.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was like, hold up, wait, I know that name. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's also Alicia Keys' birthday. I put that one for me because I know who Alicia Keys is.
I keep on falling. Yeah. In love with you.
Yep.
Until next week, we out of here. Peace.